shetehei behema mitzuy lele regolim. Like, why did the Rabbanim pick these times, which they have to do right before the Gimel Regolim, before Pesach, before Shavuos, before Sukkot, in order that the Rabbanim wants you to have a lot of animals around for the Gimel Regolim. So therefore, people know that when it comes already like the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they can't just shech their animals. They have to first take off Ma'aseh Behema. So it takes time for you to do it. So if so, people hold their animals around, and they'll have animals for Yom Tov. So therefore, they're going to pick this time before Yom Tov. That's when you should take off your Ma'aseh Behema, in order that the animals will always be around. Yeah. Like I said, it's not like we learned that actually Giyagurim before comes this time, Mutalim Chalishka. If you want, you can sell your animals, you can check them. But, so there's a question there. There's a question. Even though we learned that before comes the Zman, you're allowed to sell it, but still, Nichaled Lestavid Mitzvah Mamayna. Vahode Lizvim Vlechel. There's still people who want to do mitzvahs. So if even there were a lot of sells or shechted before this Zman, but they know when it becomes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the Zman to take off Ma'aseh Behema. Therefore, from before that already, people won't shech their animals, they'll stop holding it around, and when it comes Pesach time, there'll be plenty of animals, whether it's to bring for Korban, whether it's time teeth for Basi Yom Tov, so we'll have around. Alright, then we'll stop here. You're holding that Nunches Yom Aleph on top. Can list for the reason why the Rabbanim made these three Zmanim to take off Ma'aseh Behema was Kadesh Shetei Behema Mitzuy Lele Regolim. That you make sure to have behemoths around at the time of early regal, but you have to be able to have a behemoth to make a either for Eilus Riyo or else for teat meat on Yom Tov. And the Yafagav, even though it's not, we learned that actually Giya Gurin Muta Lim Kherbalishchait, even though we learned that before comes this time to take off Ma'aseh Behema, you allow teat from your animals before you take off Ma'aseh Behema. So why should anybody leave the animals around? They may shech them and eat them before Yom Tov anyway. Smur says, no, for that alone, nichale de lesavid mitzvah b'mamayna. A person himself would want to wait and not eat his animals until he first takes off Ma'aseh Behema. They are tzaddikim, like people want to do the mitzvah. So therefore, since the mitzvah to take off Ma'aseh Behema is right before Yom Tov, they won't stop shech to sell their animals way before, but they'll wait until these 2 weeks before Yom Tov, and they'll take off Ma'aseh Behema, and then they'll shecht, and then they'll sell. So there'll be plenty of animals around at the time of Yom Tov. And v'odr after that, lezvin v'lechel. And then they'll sell it and eat the meat. Real zvay. So Mora says, Nastam v'yamai korale goyrin. How come the Rabbanan called it a goyrin? The goyrin is used like a silon where you have your wheat, you have your tfuah. So Mora says, yes, it means to say the tivlok goyrin. That the Rabbanan now, once it comes these times, like the Mishnah said, Omach Lekas, but it's 2 weeks before Pesach, so that time down with the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to eat from your animals until you first take off Ma'aseh Behema. Like if you have 10 new animals that were born to you that year, so now there's a chiv like to take off the Ma'aseh Behema before you eat it. It's like Tevil, like by Tfuah, you're not allowed to eat the wheat before you take off Trumas and Ma'aseh. So that's why it's called a Goyrin. Now the Gemara explains, the Kama Pros, at the beginning of the Mishnah, first the Shittas war, that the Bekiva holds, the Shalosh Gruanis war, the Praisa Pesach, the Praisa Tzez, the Praisa Chag, Pras, the Shalosh, what does Pras mean? So it says, the Kama Pras, is Pirish Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Yehuda, Ein Pras Pochus Mitesvav Yom. Means like 15 days. Kitsa Pras means like half, it means half of a month. So half of a month before Pesach, that's when you have to take off Ma'aseh Behema. So it says, that was the Pshan Rebbe Kiva in the Mishnah. Samara says, my mashm, what's the proof? How do we know that pras means 15 days? Amar Bavua, it means, pras means palgo. It means half. Palgo demai, half of what? Palgo de Hilchas Pesach. That there's a locha that 30 days before Pesach, you're supposed to start learning Hilchas Pesach. Ki hod the tana, this that we learned, that shoyulim v'dorshim Hilchas Pesach, chodim v'pesach, lamed yoyim, you start to learn Hilchas Pesach, ask questions about Pesach 30 days before. So, pras means half of that time. So half of 30 is 15. So the kids are 15 days before Pesach, that's when the Rabbanim made his man to take off Ma'aseh Behema. And therefore, since most people are going to want to wait and not eat their animals before, they'll wait until they take off Ma'aseh Behema, so they'll have plenty of animals around when it comes near Anisa, near Pesach. So therefore, there'll be plenty of animals to make, bring karbonis and to eat with. Now, Reb Shimon Gamliel loymer shtei shavosis. He also knows that the zman when to be derish shulchas Pesach is 2 weeks before Pesach. According to him, you don't have to wait 30 days, but only 2 weeks before it's enough. So see what he'll hold in our mission about when is the pras, when is the time to take off Ma'aseh Beima. According to him, it's not called the pras. According to him, Stam, it's only 2 weeks before Pesach. That was the zman to take off Ma'aseh Beima. Now, Ben Azni, the Mishnah says, Ben Amai says, B'chof tes badr. He does not Stam say like 15 days before Pesach, but he says clearly, Chof tes badr, the 29th day of Adar. And what then he says, B'yechot b'sivin. He says, not twice a sivin, but the first day of sivin. So, but my kinetic, what's the machlaikis in this shalom? It was like this. My kinetic, what are they arguing, Rabbi Kiva ben Azai? Rabbi Kiva sovar Adar hasamach l'nisin, that Rabbi Kiva holds the Adar that's near Nisin, is zimnin molei v'zimnin choser. Sometimes that Adar has 30 days to it, and sometimes only has 29 days to it. I mean, yeah, or 28 and 29. I mean, the Rosh Chodesh is either on the 29th day, or sometimes the Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th day. Meshemachi, therefore, l'kfila zman. Therefore, it doesn't say the exact time. It just says, price means 15 days before Pesach. Well, ben azay sova know that Adar hasomach l'nisin, the Adar right before Nisin, is l'yelom choser. It's always missing. It's always only 29 days. Hilkach, therefore, k'fila zman, b'chof tes badar. Yeah. Therefore, we always said this 29th day of Adar. The 29th day of Adar, that is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Like Adar only has 28 days, the 29th day is already Rosh Chodesh. In other words, from the 29th day until Tezvov is always 15 days. Yeah. So that's the Machlokes. The Kiva says Adar is sometimes full, sometimes Choser, so you can't stop saying Chof Tes Biadar. Sometimes it's like Lamed, so if we have to say Befreis, just 15 before. But according to Ben Azai, it's always a Choser, therefore 29th day, that's exactly 15 days before Pesach. Yeah, another more says, that he says, B'yechot B'sivin, how come he says B'yechot B'sivin? How come not Pras? How come not 15 days before? The answer is, I did the learn the fisher. Since you're not going to have that many animals anyway, like you just gave off Ma'aseh Beima before Pesach. So between Pesach and Shavuos, you don't have that many animals. Not that many were born to you. If you're going to tell me the Kadim, Eliaser, Ademotir Regal, Sharmilu. So he doesn't have that many Behemoths anyway. So if you're going to tell me to take off the Ma'aseh Beima 15 days before Shavuos, so then, those 15 days is going to start shechting the animals, and they only have a few, so they'll eat them up before Yom Tov. Therefore, by Shavuos, this man is on only 7 days before, like on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the first day of Sivan, that's the time for Ma'aseh Beima. That says Mishnah Bechof Tes B'Av. One man Yom says the 29th day of Av, that's this month take off Ma'aseh Beima. Yeah. That was Ben Azai. Ben Azai said that B'Esrim Esrim Matisha B'Yav. Yeah. So now, Ben Azai, Latam, Ben Azai goes according to his own Tam. The Yom of the Ben Azai himself says, Ho Elulim, the animals that are born during the Chodesh of Elul, is Mis'asrim Efnei Atzman. They have to take off Ma'isa between themselves. Only if you have 10 animals born that month, do you take off Ma'isa from it. Because he has the suffix, when is the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'isa? Is the Rosh Hashanah from Elul, the beginning of Elul, so the animals born during Elul goes after the next year, or is the Rosh Hashanah Tishrei, and therefore the animals born in Elul go after the last year. And since he has this doubt, so the animals born in Elul, you take off Ma'isa from them alone. So therefore he says, when is the time you should take off Ma'isa Beima, like for sure, that the last day of the year, according to him, would be Chof Tes B'Yav. Because after that Elul already, it's a suffix, maybe Elul may be the starting of the new year. So we can't tell you to take off Ma'aseh then, because there will be Gzera, people think that's the continuation from the last year. Therefore, the last day of the year is Chof Tes B'Yav. That's like a Vadai from last year. Samurah says, for Lasrinu B'Yom Lamed, let's say the 30th day of Elul. Samurah says, no, Zimnin sometimes the Mechasrin Leil Yav. The 30th day of Av, I mean. There's no, sometimes Av is a Choser. and therefore the 30th will be already Rosh Chodesh Elul. Ulbinan lemevet akeirah b'chodesh v'yoshen. We wanted to be a clear difference that everybody should know that last year's is one din ma'aseh beima, and the chodesh, the new year's, is something else. So we want everybody to know, like, take off ma'aseh beima before the new year starts. So before Elul means the last day of Av, that's when we want you to take off your ma'aseh beima. So everybody would know that you can't mix in last year's with this year's. That's called to make a hekker to know between chodesh and between yoshem. Now it says, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oimrim, B'yechod B'nisan, B'yechod B'sivin. They say, no, the Zman to take off Ma'aseh Beima is on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and B'yechod B'sivin. So it says, B'yechod, that they say B'yechod B'nisan, which, yeah, why? Kev Shimon Gamliel, the Yom that he holds Beis Shabbosos, like the Zman of Hilchos Pesach was only 2 weeks, so then also it's enough 2 weeks before Pesach to take off the Ma'aseh Beima. Why B'yechod B'sivin? Now we said this far before, that there are not that many animals anyway born between Pesach and Shavuos. So therefore we want you to take off the Ma'aseh Beima as late as possible, as close as possible to Shavuos, that you still have your animals left over. And the Choftes B'Elul, what does it say, Choftes B'Elul? According to their own Tam. The Amar, they both say that B'yechod B'tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Ma'aseh Beima. They don't have a doubt. They say clearly, our Rosh Hashanah, that's the new year for Ma'aseh Beima. Therefore, it's good what they say, Choftes B'Elul, that's like the last day of the last year, that's when they take off Ma'aseh Beima for last year's crop. But that's last year, and Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, that starts the new year. Now, V'lom Omer, why was it said, B'choftes B'Elul, for Yom B'yechad B'tishrei, the Mishnah says, like, why don't we take off Ma'aseh Beima on Echad B'tishrei, on Rosh Hashanah itself? So the Mishnah says, of Neishu Yomtiv, because it's a Yomtiv. Like, we'll see later in the Mishnah, you have to, like, paint the tenth one red, so therefore you can't paint on Rosh Hashanah, so therefore we don't take off Ma'aseh Beima on Rosh Hashanah. For the Gemara, but typically anyway, Tevinu L'mevet HaKeru, like we said before, B'chodesh B'yoshan, we want you to make a difference. Everybody should know that now it's the new year, so you don't take off Ma'aseh Beima from last year's on this year's. So that's why anyway that the Svara should take off Ma'aseh Beima before the new year, and not wait to Rosh Hashanah to take off then, because then people may mix up and think you could mix up last year's with this year's. Svara says true. I tell you, Choda V'yod Kom, he says one reason, and then a second reason. Choda, one reason is the Bina L'mevet HaKeira. That you have to make a hekka, we should realize that the Chodesh V'yoshen, that you cannot take off animals from last year with this year's. That's what has to be done before Rosh Hashanah, to know last year's are separate. V'yoy, secondly, B'vnei Shu Yomtif. Rosh Hashanah is a Yomtif. And V'yev Shalasa B'Yomtif Mishum Sikrito. We'll see later, you have to like paint the tenth one. So since you can't paint Tzaveya on Yomtif, therefore we don't take off Ma'aseh Beima on Rosh Hashanah, but the day before. Rabbi Meir Oimer, B'echod Elul, Rosh Hashanah L'Ma'aseh Beima. The Meir Shita is that the first day of Elul, that's the new year for Ma'aseh. Ben Aziyam, he's Mesupik, Ben Aziyam has a doubt. He doesn't know whether you go Bosa, or like Rabbi Meir Shita, to Echad Elul, or do you go after Rabbi Lezer Shita, and Shimon Shita, to Echad B'Tishrei. So if Ben Aziyam had a doubt, so if he says the behemoth that are born on Elul have to be Ma'aseh by themselves. So here's the question, Tani, we learned. Omer Ben Aziyam. Since it's a suffix, where may you hold, you go bossa Elul. We have lezos, you go bossa Tishrei. So Ben Aziyah had a doubt, therefore he goes misafik, be meiser there by themselves. So that's the question, why? The lech say time of the man mistaber. Like, how come Ben Aziyah has a doubt? Why didn't Ben Aziyah just see which one makes more sense, like he knew how to learn, and the one that makes more mistaber, more svara, he should pass in that way? The Chitim, maybe you'll tell me the Motze Koyat Temayo, no? Maybe Ben Aziyah wasn't that strong in learning. Maybe he didn't know the real reason. And the Rabbi Tanya was on like this, that Ben Aziyah himself said, that Kol Chachma Yisrael Doimim Olai Kaklipas Hashem. Like all the Chomim Kla Yisrael were to him like the shell of a garlic, meaning like nothing. Like he was much greater than them. Chutz Min HaKrach Hazeh, excluding this Krach, bold one, which Rashi says means Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, he was more choshev than him. But I call upon him, you see the Ben Aziyah, he's not saying that guy here, he's saying the truth. The truth is, he was a big Talmid Chacham, he knew how to learn very good. So the kasher is then, how could he have a doubt? The Khuri should have paskin one way. So the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mipnei Hashemua, Amru, Mipi Chagai Zachariah Malachai. Meaning to say, that that Rav Meir says, you go boss Elul, it's not his own svara. He says he heard it over from the Novi. From Chagai Zachariah Malachai told him that. The same thing Rav Lezer Bishimli also said he heard it over from the Novi. So therefore, since it's a choshev of memory both ways, it's hard to pass in one way. Tanya would learn like this. Be'ezet Sadr also means Ketzad. How is it that Omer ben Azza, the ben Azza said, Ve'elule misasun liyatzman, that the animals that are born and join this Chodesh Elul, they have to take off Maisa by themselves. So it's like this. Doesn't really mean by itself. But what's going to be Nodoloi Hei Be'av? Let's say this person had five animals born to him on Av. Ve'ei Be'elul, and then five animals were born to him during the Chodesh Elul. Same with Starfin, he doesn't have chiv to take off Maisa Beino. Because maybe we pass him like Rabbi Meir, and Elul is the new year, so he can't put the two together. What's going to be Hei Be'elul Ve'ei Be'Tishrei? Also a mitzdarfin. Because maybe we pass like Rabbi Lezer that Tishrei is the new year. Therefore you can't put together five from last year, five from this year. Therefore in these two cases Rabbi Lezer holds your potter. But what's going to be if we had Hei Be'Tishrei Ve'ei Be'av mitzdarfin? Let's see, he has five animals born in Tishrei and five animals born in Av, and then Hei Be'Tishrei, five animals born this Tishrei, that's the beginning of the new year for sure, and the Hei, Bav, means the last month of the year. So for sure, these two are in the same year. Tishrei is the beginning of the year, and Av is the last month, so both according to Ramei and according to Rabbi Lezer, it's born the same year, you take off Maisa. So Morris says, Pshita, what are you telling me? Of course. So Morris says, no. Another time I would have thought to say, Ki Heicho Demafsiki Shonim, just like last year's and this year's, you can't put together, maybe also Mifsikei Geronos. That's something that's born before Pesach. And some are born after Pesach, you can't put together either. So the ones that are born on Tishrei, with the ones that are born on Av, since there are a lot of Yom Tovim in between, maybe you're not mitzvah of them either. It's Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush over here, yes, the Kohen Ben Azai, the Yom Tov. And like it says in our Mishnah, really. Because it's not like we learned in our Mishnah. Chamish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Ve'chamish Yachar Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tov. If five animals before and five animals after, it's two different years, you can't put the two together. But what's going to be Chamish Lefnei Agurin? Five animals were born before the Gurin, before Pesach, let's say. Ve'chamish Yachar Agurin. And five were born after Pesach. Then a real mitzvahfen, then you could put them together, because the din of grunis is only midirabbanan, but midirais it's all totally in one year. So that's the chiddush. And even though the rabbanans put different times, but they're not mafsik. That if you didn't take off ma'aser before Pesach, you can still put together the ones born before and the ones born afterwards and take off together. Now, Omar Rav says the divrei ben Azir, according to ben Azir shita, that the ones born in Elul is a suffix, whether it's the last year or the new year. So he holds what's going to be Noldoloi Chamish Abav. The person has five animals born to him during Chodesh Av, that's for sure last year. The Chamish Abelo, it's a suffix whether it's Mitzturf, whether it's part of last year, or whether it's in the new year. But he also had the Chamish Abatishrei. He had five born in Tishrei. So Mamonashach, he has 10 born in one year. Like whichever way Elul is from last year, he has 10. If Elul is the next year, he also has 10. So what do? He is counsel the deer, put all 15 into one corral, lisaser, and make sure you take off mice, take off one of them. And v'noitel echon min elulim. You have to make sure the one that comes out the 10th one should